Good morning, everybody. We've been singing a lot about love, God's love, haven't we, this morning? And in some of the spoken words, God's love was talked about. And Sue, last week, was talking to us about why it's so important for us to stay and stand in the love of God. You know, knowing we are loved and valued, despite our flaws, and despite our past, and despite our errors, you know, the things that we get wrong, the things that we call sin, knowing that we're loved and valued despite all of that helps us to live our life, I think, in a very different way. It gives us a different perspective on life. And again, you know, Sue reminded us as well that, you know, knowing and having confidence in God's love, it gives us that eternal perspective. It helps us to see beyond the here and now and to see beyond our circumstances. And, you know, just pondering on what Sue shared last week, I just felt it was such an important message for us to understand that. I wanted to just dig a bit further into that again today. Because, you know, it's the very heart of our church vision and mission statement. When we draw into a relationship with God and we accept that Jesus was his son and that he sacrificed his life so that we can have a renewed relationship with God, it's only just the very beginning of our journey as a Christian. There's a higher, greater calling on our life. And unless we can understand God's love and walk in that, we'll never walk into that greater calling. And that's what I want to really look at this morning. We'll never be able to live out our dreams and fulfill our calling. We'll just be held back. And we'll never walk into everything that God has got planned for us unless we understand his love and what it means to us. So we're going to have a look at a little look at a scripture now. In the parable of the Good Samaritan, Jesus tells us what we need to do to live a life that will last for eternity. So if we can put up, please, Alex, Luke 10, verse 25 to 28. Hopefully that should come up there. Yeah, brilliant. So it says, on one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law, he replied. How do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this and you will live. And then Mark 12, verses 30 to 34, please, Alex. So, are we up? Yep, okay. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, of all the commandments, which is the most important? The most important one, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Well said, teacher, the man replied. You are right in saying that God is one and that there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart and with all your understanding and with all your strength and to love your neighbour as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions. Let me just take a drink. A lot of reading. We need to understand when we love God with all our hearts, then our hearts will be overflowing with God's love. And that overflow will enable us to love one another. You see, God pours in so that we can pour out, enabling us to fulfill the commands that Jesus has given us. But why does he ask us to do this? So we're going to have a look at another scripture now, John 13, verse 34. Okay. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. The bit that grabbed my attention in that is, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples. And that's the reason why we're asked to love one another. By following those two commands, loving God with all your heart and loving one another, we should be showing those around us that we are disciples of Jesus. And basically, a disciple really is just a follower or a pupil of a teacher. So we are followers of Jesus, and that should be evident to those around us. Are you displaying that in your everyday walk? Am I displaying that in my everyday walk? Good question to ask. You know, we're meant to stand out, to be different, to show a different way. So I was looking at our website, and on the website it says this about our church mission. We want to demonstrate God's purpose to everyone we meet through our conversations, actions, and reactions. So that means every time we speak to someone, every time we're faced with a situation, every time we do something, we should be demonstrating God's purpose, which for us is to demonstrate we're disciples, followers of Jesus. We should be a reflection of our teacher, demonstrating the love of God. Sue fetched something up quite interesting last week, which really got my attention. She reminded us that if we're not living in God's love, it's like walking in the shade and not in the warmth of the sun. And she meant that obviously we're not, if we're walking in the shade, we're not receiving everything that God wants for us, and then that we're not living out our full potential. But I also drew something else from that too. You know, if we're walking in the shade, we're walking in the dark places, and we'll be hidden out of sight. And you can't be seen in the shadows. We just merge into the background. You get lost in that darkness. And if you're lost in the darkness, in the shadows, you're not going to be demonstrating that you're a disciple of Jesus. No one else is going to be able to see it. You know, quite often we can live in the shadows of doubt, of fear, of worry, of stress, of low self-esteem. We must allow God's love to fill our hearts so that all those fears are washed away. You know, if you don't believe that you're loved, if you don't believe that you're valued, or that you can ever be of value, then how can you ever live your life to its full potential? You're always going to be doubting yourself, always going to be drawing back, and you will definitely be giving the enemy, the prince of this world, a foothold in your life. Can we have John 10:10 up, please? This, I love this. This is one of my stand-on verses, and you'll all know it probably, but the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to full. So the thief, that's the prince of this world, wants to crush us. He wants to steal our joy. He wants to remove our hope, to bring anxiety, stress, worry, confusion. Does that all sound quite familiar at the moment? Let's face it, he's having a bit of a field day right now, isn't he, out there? I know I keep talking about, and we keep talking about this, but it's so important that we don't get swept up in the negativity we hear every day on the news, on social media and from people around us. I saw a clip the other day, I'm hoping this is going to work, which made me laugh out loud. It was just really funny, and I thought, you know what, that's exactly what I want to shout at the telly every morning when the news is coming on. Please let it work, God. It's the little girl one. Is that the right one? Hopefully, come on. Have you found it? Love it. Thank you. I just thought that was really funny. I just thought, you know, shh. So next time someone starts talking negativity, I'm going to like, shh, shh, shh. No, positive, please, positive. Oh, brilliant. Have you ever been in the company of someone who is just so negative and so down? They just seem to suck all the life out of you, don't they? You come away feeling like this. They're so full of woe is me and just expect bad things to happen. A little bit like Eeyore, actually. So can we put the photograph of Eeyore that's under the cloud? Oh, there we go. Right, I'm gonna try and do my Eeyore voice now, okay? It's the only cloud in the sky, Eeyore groaned, and it's drizzling right on me. Somehow I'm not surprised. There's so many people out there, isn't there, that like that, that just expect bad things to happen all the time. They have no hope, they have no joy in their life. Don't be one of them. Do not be an Eeyore. We are made differently. If we look at the world right now, it's never been more easy to fall into the pit of despair. If we're not careful, we can slip into negative thought patterns and become just like everyone else. We can become Eeyores. However, if we're to fulfill our church mission and vision to demonstrate God's purpose to everyone we meet through our conversations, actions and reactions, then we need to be bringing positive conversations. We need to be bringing encouraging reactions, and we need to be doing things that make a difference. But to do that, we need to be walking in God's love first. Let's just take a moment to remind ourselves of just who we are, shall we? We are not disciples of the prince of this world. We are disciples of Christ, sons and daughters of the King of Kings. We are princes and princesses. So, just push that crown straight on your head, please. Get your head held up high and get walking in the full light of God's love for all to see. Start each day reminding yourself who you are in Christ and of God's promises, and fill your heart with his love so that you can work out your mission field. Mission field, hey? Yeah, we're going to talk about that now as well. You see, our mission field is right here where we are placed. I remember listening to a lady called Carol. I can't remember her surname. She was involved with Winning Women years back. Some of you will know who I mean. She was our mission coordinator. And she was talking about mission work in Africa, actually, but she was just talking about how mission can feel very overwhelming and just too big a need to know where to start. But she gave a little bit of advice, and it really struck me, and it stuck with me over the years. And she said, you just need to help the person that crosses your path. We're here in Denton, in Tameside. We just need to help the person that crosses our path. Mission work isn't always about travelling abroad. Right now, our community here in Denton, in Tameside, needs us. This is our mission field. And you know, I think that's reflected in the various outreach work that we do here at this church. We've got the Cap Debt Centre. We've got Freedom Homes, Silver Cords, through the Community Cafe, through Dads and Tots, through the work with the homeless, through the Warm Space programme that we've signed up to, offering a warm room, hot drinks and food for people that need it during the day. If we listen to the headlines, we can be left feeling like there's no point. But when we fill our minds with all the promises of God in the Bible, when we spend time with Jesus, just talking to him and praying, when we sing songs of worship and praise, when we accept all the love God has for us, then we start to shine. Then we start to make a difference. And then we start to find our calling and live out the commands Jesus left us. You know, I've decided to choose not to care what the latest news headlines are, because it fills my head with stories that only bring me stress and anxiety, and a lot of time I can't do anything about them. So instead, I choose to only care about the woman that came into church on Thursday, shaking and embarrassed, and said, I have no food, can you help? That's true, I'm not making that up. We had a lady that came in on Thursday. To care about the family that can't open the front door because the fearful of bailiff is coming to take their stuff. To care about the woman that is desperate to recover from her addiction and restore our relationships with the family. To care about the widow who is so lonely and isolated and desperate to have someone to talk to. To care about the men and women living on the streets in Manchester. To care about the asylum seeker, starting a new life in a safe environment but separated from all they've ever known and their family. To care about people in our community that can't afford to heat their homes, so we'll come into our community cafe to get warm and have a hot drink and share some food together and not feel judged. To care about building a community of dads that can support and encourage one another, and to care about you, our church family, growing in the love of God and making a difference wherever you go. We can learn another lesson from Eeyore. Yes, we can. Will you put the last slide up of Eeyore for me, please? I'm not going to do an impression. Hopefully, I'll read it anyway. It says, "Why are you always so gloomy about things?" asked Piglet. "It's nicer to be happy than gloomy," said Pooh. "Perhaps it is," Eeyore agreed. "But I don't know how to be happy. Nobody ever showed me." We need to be the person that shows others where true happiness comes from, where true love and peace starts. People need to see another way. They need to hear another headline. They need hope. They're not going to get it on the news, but they will see it in you. They will see it in us. And how amazing is it when you can offer another future, another way to someone who never knew the truth of love of God. Make sure you continue to be filled with God's love so you can pour it out to everyone every day. You have never been more needed. The church has never been more needed. And Jesus has never been more needed. Thank you.